It's 2438, go ahead.
Hey, 2438. So, do you have an answer to the specific situation that you encountered with the machete? And the SOP is extremely vague on the subject, but I did a little further digging, and basically what the SOP states is customers are not allowed to bring weapons on the bus that are illegal. So a machete is not considered a weapon, it's considered a tool. And if it's in its sheath, it's pretty safe in my opinion. So in that particular situation, I think I would let the guy on with a sheathed machete because it's really considered a tool by police. And with it being sheathed, it's really not a danger to anybody. Now, here's where the SOP gets a little vague. Now, in Portland, it's legal to walk down the street with a rifle. So the question becomes, is it then legal to walk on the bus with that very same rifle? So, anyways, it doesn't apply to this particular situation, but I do think that the SOP needs to be cleaned up and a little bit more specific for us.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps you out for future decisions that you might have to make out there. When I was operating, if somebody had a weapon like a sword, a spear, a machete, a knife, as long as it was in a sheath, or the pointy bits of it were covered up, I would usually just let it on. Because, in my opinion, it's more risky to deny someone with a weapon like that service than it is just to let them on and have them be friendly. You know what I mean? Because you can deny somebody with a sword service, and then they could get upset and pull the sword. You know what I mean? Or the machete, right? You can deny the person the machete service, they can get upset and pull the machete, but you could let them on, and then they're not upset, and then you can just get them to where they need to go. So I think that's why TriMet is kind of lenient when it comes to these kinds of things.
Okay, so
yeah, I'm going to try to get better confirmation and see if there is more documentation out there on this, but definitely I encourage you to speak with your manager on it, because the more is talked about, the more likely we can get these SOPs cleaned up and more detailed and more specific on what is allowed and what isn't. So yeah, I definitely encourage you to talk to your manager, because it is a situation that we definitely do need to have better documentation on what we can and cannot do as far as weapons are concerned.
Okay, I agree. Thank you. I appreciate you looking. 10-4.
All right, and I'll do what I can from my side, too. But the more people put in a voice to it, the better. All right, we'll be clear at 1438.
Thank you, and you have a good day.
641.